Hi all, Brian here from quantlabs.net. In this video, I'm going to try to show you what I figured out, hopefully some predictability with Forex finally, using daily data and three different combinations of long and short pairs. I've talked about this numerous times. I'm going to show you the pairs, combos, long and short, and show you the results. Okay, so this is like a schematic of what you could do in something like Python. First thing you want to do is take your pairs that you think you have co-integration. I've talked about that numerous times. And what you want to do is take your long close from your open high low close, your short close data, and you pass it into some kind of co-integration function. From that, what you want to get back is your p-value. Usually when your p-value is less than 0.05, chances are your data can co-integrate or your two pairs into the future. Mind you, the number of long or number of data points you would probably need, again, daily data, is at least a year, maybe 2 years worth of data. So once you find your p-value, then you're going to create your ratio spread between the long closing and the short closing. If you're asking about what FL is, it's a float, decimal number basically. From there, you can plot the ratio. So that's the first plot you'll see when I run these combinations. Next thing you want to do is plot the Z score of the ratio. So what is the Z score? It's basically when you pass it into a function, you pass in the ratio array here, and then you minus the mean of it, and then divide it by the standard deviation. And then you can plot that. So what I'm going to show you first is the first combination. This one's fairly new. It started showing up a few days ago. Again, I'll be showing this on my workshop on Tuesday, July 23rd, 12 p.m. live. Something like this to give you a better breakdown of how this is done. And if you're watching after the workshop, it's still there. All you got to do is just join my Quant Analytics, my Quant Elite membership. And all you got to do here is just go to quantlabs.net. Pick off the store option at the top, right up here. And there you'll find the option for the Elite. And for that, you will be able to get, right now, only 4 slots available, 3-year membership. I don't promote it online. I only do it through social media and email. So that is currently the deal. 4 slots available, but it's $9.97. 3 years, so you can get it through that, and then you'll also get the workshop. So continuing along, as here's our pairs. The first one here is your long, and this is your short. I've shown videos in my Elite playback video playback section, shows you how to do this. And what you're calculating really is the p-value. And these are 3 pairs that have been running for the last, I'd say, 2 months, where at times the p-value is less than that 0.05. So when you do have that, you can run the long and the short. And this is a special Python script that I wrote to do this. So as I said, there's going to be two plots. So it's going to run. It's going to print out some data. So right here is the p-value, which is too high. But there's instances of it where you can see here there is a form of mean reverting action. This is over the last 60 days. So it's just a raw plot. So this is the ratio itself, which was essentially Let's get back to my here. So basically, the ratio again is the price of the long divided by the short close price, and that's an array. Okay, so you can see there's some form of mean reversion here. So that's the first chart of the spread, the ratio between the long and the short closing price over the last 60 days. So the next one that we want to plot is this one. This is the real magical point. So this is the Z-score, the second plot I was mentioning about, the plot for that, where this is now the actual Z-score. So essentially what it says is between 1 and negative 1, we can short the spread. So we buy the long, sell the short. Is that right? And then when it hits positive 1, we buy the long and short the short. Is that what I'm saying? And the opposite when it hits negative 1. I believe that's a combo. So that is your entry point. When the Z-score starts to drop down and starts to move towards zero, that's the time to exit the position, okay, between the short and the long. And as they diverge, you will make money. So your entry is always going to be here. So you can see here in the last few days, we did have an entry, and as soon as it drops back to zero, that's the time to get out or exit. So you can see here, not quite here. We hit the zero here and here. And these are multiple days, these positions. So you could have an entry here, and over a couple of days, you have your exit. And same here, all the way down. I'll show you two more examples of the other combination pairs. So that's the first one. Now let me just clear this and rerun this for the next two plots. Helps to have the right pair. Okay, so boy, oh boy, I'm not doing too good today. So that is CHF. Okay, here we go. So again, this is the spread of, or the ratio plot. And the next one that I'll display is the Z-score. So Z-score, again, entry here. And as it approaches zero, you dump the trade. Here's another time here. Get out of the trade. Here or here. Get out of trade. Hits here. Not quite. Here. So this is going to be one of those difficult scenarios if you should or shouldn't get out. Here. Get out of trade. Right here. So we just had a recent entry again. So that is that second pair. So as I said, this combination is a new one. This one's not as well formed as the other two. So this is, I'll go over that in a minute. This is a spread, and this is between euro, pound, against, and that's your long. Your short is US dollar against the Canadian dollar. So here's the spread. See some gap in here. Here, we have an interesting situation. So we have right here, entry and exit. This is a very long, drawn-out process, but this hasn't fully matured as predictable as the other ones. So if we have an entry here, you may think, well, should I take the trade and write it on back down to zero. So this is, again, this is a Z-score. So his combined pairs again are euro against pound for the long, short, euro against the Swiss franc. Next combo, euro against the pound as long, the pound against the short, the franc, Swiss franc as the short. And this one's fairly new. I don't know how predictable and consistent this is, but you get to watch it. Euro against pound in the U.S. against the U.S. against Canadian dollar. So that's pretty well it, but it looks predictable over multiple days when you hit one on the Z score and let it ride down to zero for the exit. Hopefully I'll help you out. And I've got questions just coming away. Again, if you want to learn something like that on the Forex trading, you want to either come into the course to do the Python course to sign up for next Tuesday, or you can always sign up for the Elite for the multi-year membership as long as we have the slots available. Other than that, you can count on these charts to be part of the analytics service for the Forex pair trading. Thanks for watching. Talk to you later.